So where does L'David Hashem Ori come from? We know, Mishnah Brura, very basic halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says that Nohagin B'Bidin Oseinu, the minhag somehow developed in our country, Rosh Chodesh Elo Ad Yom Kippur, Lomar B'chol Yom Achar Gemara Tefillah Mizmor L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Boker V'Erev, morning and night, Omrim Achrav Kaddish, etc., etc. So you have some Noag in this minog that developed in Medino Seinu in our country, that you say with David after the morning and after the Erev. The obvious question is, where does little David come from? Not in Gemara, it's not in Rishonim, it's not in you know, the Halacha, early Halacha, not in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Ramah. So where does it come from? So that's a good question. Yes, they were already blowing shofar. That's brought down in Matur for sure. Comes along the Arizal, 1572, not mentioned in the Arizal. Arizal, I'm going to give you a lot of dates, a little bit of historical chabura tonight. A lot of it has gotten from Wikipedia, the exact dates. You'll bear with me if some of them are off by a year or two. But 1572, Arizal died. Shara Kavanos, which are most of the psukim of the Arizal, doesn't mention Mizmor at all, does not mention this minhag at all of saying with David Hashem Ori. What is the earliest source of saying with David Hashem Ori? From the Sefer Shem Tov Katan, published in 1706. I saw it from the Sefer Chakar V'Ian. It says that is the earliest source that with David is brought down. It is brought down. The reason for that is that if you say with David Hashem Ori, it says Kol Yachid, or Kol Adam, that says with David Hashem Ori between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Sukkot, will be Mevatel Kol Es Gezeros. Anyone who says L'David. Now, what is eerily absent from this Shem Tov Katan, who's quoting this, so it sounds like the minhag of the Ari, but what's absent? He doesn't say you say it in Mitzibur. He doesn't say you say it twice a day. He says that if you have this, if you say with David Hashem Ori, sounds like one time, you know, in between these 6 weeks, at any point you want to say it before you go to bed at night, your yod say you'll be mavatal your gezeros. Fine. We move on. 1762, in the Sefer Shara Melech, it brings down the reference of Elul Lulei. You know, Elul, it says Lule, right? Lule, and it says the word Lule in with David, and therefore that flipped is Elul. Therefore, he says you should say with David twice a day. First time it's brought down in 1762. However, here comes the fun part. Twice a day? Yeah, so there's the minute developed. We'll get to when you say it. It's a good question. Why twice a day? That's how the minhag developed. Brought down the Sefer Shara Melech. That's what's going to happen. This is 1762. I left out a source. In 1731, a sefer called Chemdas Hayomim was printed. Who wrote Chemdas Hayomim? They do not know. They suspect, the Achronim at that time suspected, Chemdas Hayomim was written by Nathan of Gaza, who was Rabbi Nosson or Nosson of Gaza, Shabtai Tzvi, the false Mashiach's main Navi, who proclaimed Shabtai Tzvi. So the first source in 1731, which is before 1762, but after 1706 when they said the concept of saying with David, but the first source to say you should say it twice a day is actually brought down to say for Chakar Ian. You could Google it, you look at the internet blogosphere, you look in Spartan blog, he notes this as well, 2006 article, check it out. But you'll find that all the Svarim HaKadoshim, many people quote, that this Chemdas Hayomim was the first one to say with David twice a day. So all of a sudden, now all the Achronim said, well, 1 second. If the source of saying it twice a day is from this false prophet, this Nathan of Gaza, how did it make its way into our minhag? We'll get to that in a minute. The Vilna Gaon, in Maisarav, which was published in 1832, obviously the Gaon died at the end of the 1700s, but the Maisarav was written by his Talmidim, which are the Minhagim Hagra. The Gra did not add any other mizmorim at the end of of davening. So every day he would have one Shir Shal Yom. He wouldn't say Shir Shal Yom and Barchi Navshi. If it was Rosh Chodesh, I think he just said Barchi Navshi. He would just have one Shir. He would have a Shir for the Yontif, but he wouldn't ever have a Shir Shal Yom plus. No? Right, yeah, exactly. So certain Yontif have specific Shiros Shal Yom. But it wouldn't have, there would never be two Shiros. So he would have, the Vilna Gaon said specifically, do not add the Mizmar of L'David Hashem Ori during these days. Don't add Mizmar Chav Zayin, is brought down the Grod not to say it. Unclear what the reason is, but it sounds like the Grod did not add it. The Mekadesh Yisrael of Harfanes brings that many Chassidish Rebbes, he quotes through Avshitz, the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, and you know, Nachum confirmed it to me, that he said to David this morning, a lot of Chassidim do not say L'David Hashem Ori. What's the reason? It says Mekadesh Yisrael because it was written by the Chemdes Yomim. Well, the Makar of saying with David was said by the Chemdes Yomim. Chemdes Yomim is not accepted. If that's the case, why did the Minhag develop? Comes on the Matei Ephraim, published in 1834, Rav Margolis, and says, we say with David twice a day. That's Minhag Ashkenaz to say with David twice a day. What's the reason? He brings a whole different reason. Because it says in the Medrash that it says Ori refers to Rosh Hashanah. Yishi refers to Yom Kippur. That's what the Medrash says. Not talking about referring, saying it every day, but just that's what those words refer to. And it also talks about Sukkot, says the Matei Ephraim in it. So it makes sense. You say it between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. It refers to it, then Ori V'Yishi will have salvation during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So you say it twice a day. That's who the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. Mishnah Berurah just quotes the Matei Ephraim. Thus, the Minhag developed to say with David twice a day, Nite Gavrio, Mekadesh Yisroel ends up saying, that's the minute, that's what we do, we say it twice a day. Fine. What about the Mincha Maariv shtick? I found this one of the weirdest things. How often do you have such a divergence in Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar? Okay, Nakti Shok, Nekadesh, who cares? But to say Hol of David by Mincha Maariv is a pretty big whoop, right? It's a pretty big deal. So what's the Yisod of that? So I saw the Sefer Divrei Malkiel, the Lom Zerov, who was Nifter 1910, wrote a Sefer 1910, writes like this. What's the Minhag developed? So what's the point of doing it by Mincha as well? Is we want to say with David at a time when there's din in the world. When do judges sit? During the day. Beis Din Shalmala only sits during the day. So we do it on the bookends of the day. So that makes sense if you daven Nusach Svar. We do it Shacharis. And right by Shkia, great. You're covered. So what is Minhag Ashkenaz? Hold on to your yarmulke for this one, yeah? We go based on din in Eretz Yisrael. And so in Eretz Yisrael, when are they doing din? When you are davening Maariv. This is the heter, the only heter to do slichas at 10 p.m. What's the heter to do slichas at 10 p.m.? Yeah, so Moshe doesn't like the heter, unless it's mamish shasat chak, like it's a constant fashis. But what's the heter when people die? Because at 10 o'clock, what time is Eretz Yisrael? 5 a.m. It's a good question. I don't have a good answer for you. Says the Divrei Malkiel, that's how the Minhag developed, that's how they say it, because really you go based on Eretz Yisrael, and when you're davening Maariv, Eretz Yisrael, it's the morning, it's a din already. Nope, azoy zok. Now, what about if you forget it by Mincha? And you're Nusach Svar. So can you say it by Maariv? Because now if you hold the whole reason is because you have to do it during Din, and you hold that Din is only by Shkia. So let's say you daven Ashkenaz for Maariv, you're supposed to say it with him. So I saw the Mekadesh Yisrael says you really shouldn't. First of all, because Arizal says you shouldn't say extra psukim at night. So if you're following the whole Minhag is based on Arizal, well, and he says you should only say it during the day, why are you saying it at night? So Divrei Malkiel also suggests maybe you shouldn't say it at night. However, Minhag developed Rav Yosef Raim, Nite Gavriel, I saw Rav Mordechai Gross. They say, well, Maisa, if you're a Nusach Sfar guy and you're davening Maariv in an Ashkenaz Suol, Nishka Ferlik, you could say it with David with them as well. Not such a big deal. And you could rely on Minhag HaMakom, even if you're one of the people who don't say it at all, ever. Still, if you're down in the shul, which is saying it, you shouldn't do it. Otherwise, you should walk out and you shouldn't be there and not say it specifically. Shkoyach.